This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the warm-up show with Al and Jerry.
Welcome back to the warm-up program. Al Dukes with CeeLo today. Jerry is in for Boomer, who still has the flu. It's his big flu game.
Wow. Wednesday was his flu game.
Oh, right. Wednesday,
because
he was here.
Being here and still, you know, being effective as he was.
And then he took off yesterday, or called out sick, and called out sick today as well.
4-day weekend.
He'll be back and kicking it on Monday morning. Now, Aaron Rodgers did show up on Pat McAfee. You've had it with Aaron Rodgers.
It's the same stuff over and over.
How so?
It really is.
How so this time? What's the same about this?
When I say the same, like him airing his grievances publicly, yet last off season with the Jets, you know, we got to cut out the BS and keep things in house, you know. So like, as long as it doesn't pertain to him, let's keep everything under wraps. But he'll use that as his plan. And look, he gets paid to go on there. We all watch, we consume. There's an entertainment value to it. But like, there was zero chance he was going on that show yesterday and he wasn't going to drag the Jets. Like, that was 100% going to happen.
Okay, but do you think he's lying about the Jets?
Lying? No. I think he sees things the way he wants. And so I'll say it this way.
All right.
The way in which he expresses and communicates, while I respect this to some extent, because I think he's very insightful and thoughtful and, you know, tries to give you something. I think there's an element where I feel like he's always speaking down to everybody. And maybe that's unfair, but that's my read and my take on it. Like, so he painted, you know, Aaron Glenn with a certain brush yesterday. And I'm sure if we got Aaron Glenn behind closed doors and he gave us his honest answer, which it doesn't seem like he wants to do any of that publicly, that's his strategy so far, I'm sure he would paint a very different picture of their approach and their thought process on that meeting.
So if I hooked Aaron Glenn up to a lie detector test.
Yeah.
And I said, was your meeting with Aaron Rodgers longer or shorter than 30 minutes? Would he give me a truthful answer?
Well, if you hooked him up. Oh, if lie detector test, not shoot him up with truth serum.
Yeah.
Are you asking him hook up to a lie detector test on WFAN or just like in a closed room?
WFAN.
He'd probably give you some generic non-answer that might raise some of those.
No, I would say this.
Levels.
Aaron Rodgers claims that, because you got to ask yes-no questions in lie detector.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers claims that your conversation with him, you told him you were moving in another direction within 15 minutes of sitting down.
True
Is that
not.
A yes or no?
I think he'd say yes. I don't think he cares.
Well, then why? Like, you do have to question why
bring him in?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you may not have seen this, and whether this really matters, you know, we can debate. So Aaron Rodgers makes a big stink about, well, I just flew all the way across the country on my dime because just, you know, told me over the phone. So one of the Jet guys went into the dug a little deep on Twitter X and found a tweet from Aaron Rodgers, April 14th, 2013. Meeting in person, better than phone call, always. So my point is, like, had they went the other way and just called him up, and consider the guy and what we know about him. They called him up and said, hey, you know, we're moving in a different direction. I'm going to hook you up to the lie detector desk.
This is true.
Could you not see Aaron Rodgers claim, like, oh,
I could.
Not enough respect, you know, just a phone call. You could have told me face to face. And that's where I have a hard time with him sometimes, because I feel like no matter which direction it is, he's going to go the opposite way and make it seem like, you know, whoa, they didn't bow at my feet, and that's not how I would have gone about it. So that's where it's just like, enough already, dude. You had your shot here. We understand you got hurt. You came back. It was a disaster. Everyone got fired. Let's move on from it.
That's true. I will say I had not thought of that. Aaron Rodgers would have done that.
Yeah.
And would have been like, these Jets can't even face-to-face, man-to-man, and tell the guy they're moving on.
And that's the part where I'm just like, okay. And it's not to say he's fully wrong or the Jets are fully wrong. It's a new regime. Aaron Glenn owes absolutely nothing to Aaron Rodgers. Darren Mooji owes absolutely nothing to Aaron Rodgers. They want to do things their way? That's fine. By the way, you know this better than anyone. If they crash and burn and fall on their faces and don't find a quarterback, they're going to go through the same cycle everybody else did. So that's they're charting their own course, and we're going to find out in due time if it's the correct one. But the idea that, like, you know, they have to show some sort of reverence for Aaron Rodgers, what did he accomplish here? Nothing.
Do you think they offered to fly him out first class and he decided, I'm going to fly private, and that thus now now it's on his dime as opposed to?
I can't even begin to fathom a guess on that. Here's why. I don't know, you know, what we get publicly from Woody Johnson versus what reality is. I have no idea. Like, I don't know where that relationship is or was. So while Woody can tell you publicly, well, I have nothing to do with it, and it's going to be up to the coach and the GM, like, ultimately he has to okay the expense for that, you know? So could I see him being a little bitter and spiteful towards Rodgers? I could. I don't know that for a fact, but if you're asking me, it wouldn't shock me. They were just like, yeah, whatever. We've paid you enough money. You've made enough money in your career. You can find your way over here. Wouldn't shock me.
I could see that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Aaron Rodgers also referenced that he's in a very committed relationship with a woman named Brittany.
Oh, we got a name. I thought it was a mystery woman, but just Brittany.
Brittany with an I at the end.
Oh, okay. He said Brittany I?
Well, he said that in December.
Oh. Okay.
So everyone's assuming it's the same girl. Only because he slipped it in. I was reading articles about this. He slipped it in when he was talking about making sure the Christmas gift arrived on time, and he casually said, I have something coming for Brittany, which hasn't arrived yet, And then they were like, Brittany? He goes, yeah, with an I at the end.
Oh, okay. And not Brittany last name starts with an I.
No.
It ends in I. Brittany ends in I. Got it.
And he claims she has no social media, which, I mean, my mother has social media. So Brittany has social media.
But you, again, knowing Aaron Rodgers the way you do, can't you see him getting into a relationship with somebody who wants nothing to do with social media?
Yes, I could see wanting nothing to do with it.
Now, I know he does public stuff, and he likes to get out there on McAfee or wherever and do podcasts and stuff. But, he's a little off the beaten path.
He doesn't do all that much. He does the Pat McAfee thing.
Yeah.
But
it's expansive. He'll go on. He'll give you 45 minutes to an hour.
And he's been on Joe Rogan twice, I think.
Okay. But he's popped up on some of these bizarre out there podcasts over the years. Not regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Like in the off season, that's where we got a lot of the stuff, the ayahuasca stuff.
Well, he went to
all that.
Some sort of thing where he was like a guest at an event.
Strange cat. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. There's a lot of aspects of him that are very interesting. We've been through that. Even, I know Jerry, I think, was it Jerry that was like, oh, this documentary is going to, I'm not going to, it's gonna, and he liked it.
He liked it, yeah.
So I get all that.
I heard Tiki Barber yesterday talk about Aaron Rodgers, and he said, it's very interesting because like this image we get from Aaron Rodgers from going on Pat McAfee, from people talking about him, is one like he's kind of douchey, kind of out there. And Tiki said, when you get in a room with him, as he did for one of the games Tiki was doing last year, he goes, the guy's very charming, and you walk away thinking that the public persona of him is not what he is.
Okay, I that doesn't shock me at all, honestly. But ultimately, he's to some extent in control of that public persona based on what he puts out there when he does McAfee or whatever.
And then Tiki said, kiss ass, dude.
Yeah. Kiss ass, bro. So, I mean, yeah, I'm sure. I think that's why there was a divide even amongst his Jet teammates. Some were very complimentary. Others maybe not publicly critical, but heard some things over, people that are in and around the team. So
he also seems to like to, at least publicly, look at the bright side. So instead of going like, those 2 years with Jets, me getting hurt and then last year, what a disaster.
Yeah, but then
was very positive.
Okay, but he also, didn't he say something like, about the way the meeting went down and everything, the logistics of it, like, oh, shouldn't really surprise me based on some of the things I saw over the two. They're little subtle jabs. Very dry sense, which I like a dry sense of humor. It's just like, we get it with him. It's always about, it was the Packers. It was Gutekunst. Now it's the Jets. Like, this, that, and the other thing. It was Mike Williams in the red line. Like, he's just, he's very quick to subtly sort of point the finger at anyone but him. And I got to be better. I got to do better. The normal things you hear from a quarterback, so that's fine. But there's been a track record now for a while of him kind of thumbing his nose.
I thought he also threw something out there as a cover, and I'm sure it's true, but it feels slightly like a cover where, we're always like, what is this guy waiting for? Are you retiring or dealing with some people in my life are going through some very personal issues? Yeah. So now you can't criticize him not making a decision.
He's calculated. He's clearly very bright. He's an intellectual. He's thoughtful. Like I think there's a lot that goes into what he ultimately puts out there. I don't think he just rolls out of bed and it's like, all right, it's a McAfee day. I'm going to fire up the Zoom and we'll see what happens. I think that there's a lot of orchestrating that goes on and he's taking everything into account. So I do think he does enjoy controlling the narrative to an extent of what he puts out there. But then is also quick to, the public persona and how people see me versus how I really am. Like, I think he's trying to have it both ways.
I do also think that Aaron Glenn is like a barking dog right now. And then when you walk up to that barking dog, it stops barking at you. Like, he seems to be a guy who's really talking tough. Like, I'm going to turn this around and blah, blah, and they're going to be at least like 2-8. 10 weeks in.
Well, that's where, eventually that dog may not be barking when you get up close to him. But right now, that's what he's doing.
Right, but it actually, just because we've been through this 1,000 times, it feels like he's trying too much with the bravado And that may work somewhat in the offseason when you're 2-8.
Yeah.
It don't work no more.
I don't know if it's much as, yeah, I agree with that. I don't know if it's bravado right now as much as just trying to get away from some of the nonsense. And he's just going to be straight ahead, straightforward. What you see is what you get. You know, I don't care if I'm rubbing people the wrong way. Like, he's trying to turn things around. And yeah, it very well may crash and burn. And then it's going to be very hard to listen to some of those no-nonsense, you know, chip-on-my-shoulder answers.
Yeah.
When they're 2-8. Sure.
Right.
But we're not there yet.
We are very behind, CeeLo.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I have a couple other NFL notes I'd love to get to. And then Gio with Jerry Recco at 6 o'clock.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.